Howdy. I call this a recipe for the good life. It comes from 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 8. Make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow in this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amazingly shared by a simple fisherman. Yet Peter grew in faith and determination by following what he shares with us. I think about each of these as personal goals for my life, and it becomes easier and much more personal as I do so. I think of moral excellence as talk the talk and walk the walk of Jesus. And that takes constant effort. Knowledge goes deeper than any classroom or research effort. It requires constant study of God's Word, and to miss a single day means to start over. The self-control. Now that's one this old boy has to focus on every second. Sometimes it takes up my whole daily meditation. And then I come to patient endurance. Now, I have the greatest respect for anyone who can handle this daily, don't you? And then, once I make it this far, comes godliness. And I find it interesting that to achieve even a small bit of it still leaves me with a small g. And once in a while, I get to brotherly affection, and I have to pause and make a list. And the list gets longer each time. And just about the time I get to loving everyone, I find resentment creeps in, and I have to start over. But the time with my Lord makes me realize the other stuff that attempts to occupy my mind is detritus, and that's what I get from my box of chocolates. Amen.